Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 24th of September. The Far West Local Health District has recorded its first COVID patient death overnight, an Aboriginal man in his 50s from Broken Hill. The man was a close contact of a previous confirmed case, and he passed away at Broken Hill Base Hospital. He was unvaccinated. The rest of the Far West District recorded 11 new cases, 9 in Broken Hill and 2 in Wilcannia. New South Wales overall recorded 1,043 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night, and a further 10 deaths throughout Sydney. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 32 new cases, 10 in Bourke, 9 in Cowra, 8 in Wellington, 2 in Dubbo, 2 in Mudgee, and 1 in Narromine. State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders has said that the case in Narromine will not affect the LGA coming out of lockdown, as is scheduled for midnight tonight. Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin has highlighted the 32 new daily cases as a reminder to stay safe and health conscious as restrictions are slowly lifted across the region. He said that today's a reminder that even among several days of single-digit case numbers, large spikes such as today's continue to be entirely possible. On to Victoria, where there have been 733 new locally acquired cases overnight and one death, a woman in her 80s from Moreland. This brings the state to 7,160 total active cases. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton has described the situation in Victoria's regions as a slow but steady increase, with 27 new cases recorded. There were 9 in Mitchellshire, 5 in Geelong, 3 in Campaspe, 2 in Moorabool, 2 in Wodonga, 1 in Ballarat, 1 in Baw-Baw, 1 in Shepparton, 1 in Macedon Ranges, and 1 in Wangaratta. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.